You are listening to listen.directcolors.com podcast, episode 4, calculating pigment colors for any concrete project. Hey everybody, Amy Nolan here. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. We often have customers ask us how much concrete pigment they need to make a certain color from our color chart, and the answer is, it depends. I'm here with Direct Color's General Manager, Shauna Turner, to get the facts on adding Integra Color to concrete. Hey Shauna, thanks for being here. So what's the difference between concrete pigment and Integra Color?
Well, there's really no difference between concrete pigment and Integra Color. Concrete pigment is the product that intricately colors concrete. Now, Integra Color, if you will, simply means that the pigment has been put into the concrete mix prior to pouring, so that the color itself is completely mixed throughout the slab that you're pouring. Meaning that if you chip the surface, for example, over the lifetime of the slab, the color will continue to look the same on the top and on the bottom of the chipped surface. Many people see that as an advantage for outdoor concrete, as an example.
What information does a customer need to have when calling to find out how much pigment they'll require for a project?
Depends on the project. A truck pour, which is probably our most common project, requires four pieces of important information. First, the PSI, or strength of the concrete, the percentage of fly ash used in the mix design, the yards of concrete, and the color of your choice from our color chart. Now, the PSI simply means the strength of the concrete. Most slabs that are poured indoors and out are between 3,000 and 4,000 PSI. Occasionally, it might be higher in a special circumstance. So as long as we have that information, that helps us to know how much cement is in the mix that your ready mix company is using, so that we can better calculate the amount of pigment you'll require to create the color you've chosen. The percentage of fly ash is important because increasingly ready mix companies are pouring more and more fly ash in their concrete. It's cheaper and it's a substitute for cement. So to that extent, it's very important for us to know what percentage of the mix is fly ash, so we can determine whether we need to adjust our pigment content up to make up for the fly ash content. So that's also an important question, even more important if you intend to later do any acid staining on your integrally colored concrete too. The yards of the concrete, that just tells us how much you're pouring so that we can get an overall amount of pigment that you'll require for the job. So that's fairly simple, and the information should be forthcoming from your ready mix company. Now, the color choice is important because that reflects the concentration of pigment needed to create each one of the colors on our color chart. So, for example, if you choose the Briar Buff color, that is a 3-pound color, which means it will put three times the amount of pigment in that mix as opposed to a 1-pound color. And how we determine that, we'll talk a little bit more about in a moment. For other projects like concrete countertops, pre-bagged ready mix, or the like, you'll want to provide the bag weight and the number of bags as well. And that way you can get how much you need per bag as well as your total order. Custom batches, that could be something that you're making on your own for pouring your own slab or a countertop, even a stucco or a plaster could be included in this category. You will rely more on the weight of the cement in the mix to provide the calculation. So it's important to know that. For most mortar, plaster, stucco, and even some non-sanded grouts, the percentage of cement in those bags is generally around 22%. But you can certainly contact the manufacturer to get that precise amount.
We have a number of project calculators on our website, directcolors.com, designed to help customers figure out how much pigment they'll need for their project. How do the calculators work, and how does a customer choose the right calculator for their project?
We have 5 concrete pigment related calculators on our website. But we are adding new content all the time, so very likely we'll include other projects as part of our calculator series as well. Now, each one is designed to assist with a specific concrete mix. The most commonly used calculators on our site are the truck pour and the 5,000 PSI concrete countertop calculators. Now, we've discussed the truck pour already, but I would like to get into a little bit more detail about what you find on each one of the color chips on our site. So when you look at the concrete pigment color charts, either gray-based or white, it makes no difference, you'll see three pieces of information. The first is the color name. We'll use the example bamboo. The second is the pigment type, which in this case is 550. And the third is the pound rating. Now, on the concrete calculator's project page, you will find all the details, a diagram of how these color chips work and a description there, but I'll briefly suggest that the information is important when you're using the calculators because it tells you how much pigment will be needed for that particular project. It indicates the kind of pigment you're using, which is also important, obviously. But let's speak more specifically, if we could, about the concrete countertop calculator. The information that's required there would include the bag weight. Sometimes they're 50 pounds, sometimes they're 80. So you'll include that. The number of bags to achieve your total pigment required. You can include one if you're planning just to look at how much I need per batch or box. And then it asks for a pound rating. The pound rating is the number that you see on the color chip we just described. It says 3 pounds, 1 pound, 2 pound, etc. You put the number into that box on the calculator and then you calculate. And it tells you how much you'll need for your batch, for your total project, or for your bag, depending on what you've entered. Now, the number simply stands in for the concentration of pigment in that mix. The lower the number, the less pigment you're using. So that's a valuable piece of information to getting the information you're looking for. Now, as to which one is the right calculator for you to use, well, that very much depends on the project you're doing. If you're doing something, say you're just pouring a common project might be a filling in with cement around a flagpole. Say you'd like to color that. Well, if you're going to use a pre-bagged ready mix, that's the calculator that you would use on the website to determine how much pigment you would need to achieve one of the colors on the color chart. So that, based on the project itself, is how you'll determine which one of these calculators to use. Now, we do have a handy calculator. It's a little bit different on the site, which calculates for concrete slabs, columns, and footing pours. And its intention is to tell the customer how much cement they need, how many bags of concrete they will need to do the job. Sometimes that may not be as obvious to you when you're coming to the site. So if you don't have that information and you need to find out those answers, you can use this calculator to do that and then move up to one of the other calculators, again, and perhaps a good example is a pre-bagged ready mix, and you can fill those boxes in and have the information you need regarding the pigment. So let me just take a moment to provide a concrete example, if you will, about how the calculators work. We'll choose the truck pour or per yard calculator for pigment on our project calculators page, and when the calculator opens, you'll see it asks for several pieces of information. The first is how many yards you're pouring. So we'll say in our example we're pouring 5 yards of concrete. It also asks you what the strength of the concrete is. The most common strength, as I mentioned before, is probably 3,000 to 3,500. For our example today, we'll say 3,000. The next question it asks is for the pound rating. The color that we're going to use today is bamboo. So bamboo has a 2 pound rating. So we'll enter a 2 into that field and then click on calculate. The amount of pigment for our project is 10 pounds per yard for a total of 50 pounds of pigment for the project. Now, the calculators work a little bit differently in each case, but they call for similar information and will give you the same answer, how much pigment you'll need if all the information is provided in the fields above. So hopefully that will give you a better idea of how to go on to our website and use the calculators yourself, testing out different options and figuring out what the best direction is for you with your specific project.
What are the advantages to integrally colored concrete compared with other color options?
I think integrally colored concrete is by far the easiest option for the homeowner. When you have a ready-mix company and a team of finishers come out to pour and finish your slab, the color's already there. So once they finish it, it's just a matter of waiting the 30 days for the concrete to fully cure, to see the color that develops, and then to decide which concrete sealer you want to use. It's very simple and easy for a homeowner to have a beautifully finished piece of decorative concrete without having to do a whole lot of work to achieve that. Generally, the only thing a homeowner needs to do at that point is apply a sealer. We have many concrete sealers to choose from. The most common for outdoor concrete is our sprayable satin finish sealer, principally because you can spray it, and that just makes the whole process a lot faster and easier, and I think you get a better look as well. For indoors, there are many options to choose from, and I would invite you to visit our concrete sealers page if this is something that you're thinking of doing in the near future. Now, when you're working with other color options, say acid staining, for example, that's a process that takes a great deal more time, certainly a lot more work, and can only be done 30 days after the slab, or 28 to 30 days after the slab has been poured. So if time is a factor, which often it is, then certainly going with the integrally colored concrete would be an advantage as well. Many of my commercial customers, if they have the opportunity to pour their own concrete, will do so using the integral color for all of those reasons. The ease of application, the very, very little work that is required for them to do after it has been poured, and then just the time it saves for them to get from the start of the project to the finish of the project and having their floor in operation.
The listen.directcolors.com podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at listen.directcolors.com. Come back often. Feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter at Direct Colors and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. I'm Amy Nolan. Thanks for joining us.